This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. As it fights a war in Iraq and a campaign against terrorists, the United States is also battling for public opinion in the Arab world. One of the U.S. government's newest tools is an Arabic language television station. It's called Al-Hurra, which means the free one. It uses U.S. government funding to broadcast to the Middle East and North Africa. Morning Edition Steve Inskeep reported on Al-Hurra before it started programming. He reports now on what the channel is playing and who is watching.
Al-Hurra's target audience includes Sharif Al-Sherbini, who runs a takeout pizza shop in Cairo.
Oh, actually, there is two kinds of pizza in Egypt. The Oriental one and the Italian one. And the third one, it's the American one, it's Pizza Hut.
When he watches television, Sharif Al-Sherbini can choose from an international menu of stations. Like tens of millions of Arabs, he watches satellite TV, which offers programs from Beirut, Dubai, London, or New York. He can tune into CNN or the BBC, not to mention Oprah and reruns of Friends. A few times a week, Al-Sherbini catches the hourly newscast on the new American channel, Al-Hurra.
I like the channel. It doesn't make any difference for me. It's from the United States or Egyptian one. I like it. It is nice.
Although on the day we called him, something bothered Al-Sherbini about this newscast. In addition to bulletins on a pipeline fire in Kirkuk and clashes in the West Bank, Al-Hurra spent several minutes replaying a speech by Iyad Alawi. He's the man who, with American support, had just become prime minister of Iraq.
To see Alawi talking more than 4 minutes in the news, it's too much. I need in the news to see what's going on in this explosive near Baghdad or what's happening in Kirkuk or in Palestine. We need to see more, that's it.
Al-Sherbini also gets news from another channel, Al Jazeera. It also covered Alawi's speech, but used shorter sound bites and showed him defending his long-standing ties to the United States. The channel intended to challenge Al Jazeera and other stations is financed by the U.S. Congress through the same organization that oversees the Voice of America broadcasts.
All right, so we'll take it from Najaf.
Okay, I am
Al-Hurra broadcasts originate from a suburban office building outside Washington, D.C. The channel has a $62 million budget. Some of it paid for the giant map of the Middle East behind the telegenic newscasters. Some paid to recruit a staff from the U.S. and Arab countries. They get their information from several Al-Hurra news bureaus in Baghdad, Cairo, and elsewhere. In between newscasts, Al-Hurra presents talk shows and programs about history, cooking, technology, sports, even polar bears. The channel's goals are to offer balanced news, but also to promote a positive vision of American values.
Anti-Americanism is at record high right now in the Middle East. We believe we can diffuse the tension if people are watching us. That's why it's so important that we build audience.
Al-Hurra's news director is Muwafiq Harb, an American who was born in Lebanon. He says the channel commissioned a survey of viewers this past spring. It found that in several cities, 29% of Arab adults with satellite dishes at least looked at Al-Hurra in a given week. But Muwafiq Harb knows Al-Hurra's mission is also its greatest vulnerability.
There is a lot of misperception about the identity of the channel and what we intend to do. This is something we need to do a better job in explaining.
The misperception is that you're propaganda? Is that what you're talking
absolutely.
About?
Absolutely. It's a propaganda. It's, you know, anti-Arab, anti-Islamic. It's here to impose, you know, Western culture on Arab viewers, and this is not what we intend to do.
Shortly after Al-Hurra went on the air, an independent survey asked viewers in Iraq to rate their news sources. The largest number of people said they found what they consider objective news on Al Jazeera and Al Arabiya. Those are the same major news channels that drive U.S. officials crazy by playing tapes of Osama bin Laden or repeatedly showing graphic violence in Fallujah. Only 4% of Iraqi viewers said they found objective news on Al-Hurra. It's clear that many people in the Arab world don't even want to watch, and that includes Abdul Rahman Al-Oda, a management consultant we phoned in Saudi Arabia. He used to live in the United States, and he says he's a news junkie. But he prefers to get his fix from Al Jazeera or the BBC.
I believe I have a preconceived notion about the Al-Hurra.
knowing that it is a U.S.-funded project, and I kind of made a conscious decision not to really watch it. Basically, I trust the message, but I don't trust the messenger.
Explain that more, if you would, please.
I know what the real American values are. You know, as it says in the Constitution, one nation under God, and it's like all men are created equal, which is great. But when it comes to what we're seeing right now, I feel there's a dichotomy between what's really believed as part of the U.S. culture and what's really being done in this part of the world.
This is very interesting to hear because, as you describe yourself, you are the ideal audience for a channel like Ahura.
Okay, well, but basically what I see in the ground, and let's take the Abu Ghraib, which is the infamous prison situation, I'm not seeing any due process here. Somebody coming from his high pedestal, you know, breaching democracy, and then committing atrocities? What kind of message are they sending?
Abdul Rahman Al-Oda says that such news overwhelms Al-Hura's message, at the same time that Al-Hura hopes to persuade viewers by delivering the news. When the prison scandal broke, Al-Hura attempted to show what it considered a different perspective. President Bush granted an interview to Al-Hura's news director, Muwafaq Harb.
Mr. President, and a democracy, as you mentioned, people investigate, but at the same time, do we expect anyone to step down? Do you still have confidence in the Secretary of Defense?
Oh, of course I've got confidence in the Secretary of Defense.
When Congress investigated the scandal, Muwafaq Harb says his channel broadcast the hearings live, hoping to show democracy in action.
We treated this as any newsworthy story, and we did not try to spin, we would not try to sugarcoat it. But the way it was reported in the Middle East, people would say to you and some channels and in newspapers, this was American policy, you know, and this is the way they conduct war.
I would think that there are some news organizations in the United States that would take the position that, given the evidence that's out there, it's hard to know exactly what the policy really was. Are you taking an editorial position that there was no such policy in favor of the abuses?
I personally find it difficult to believe that that's a policy. I personally find it difficult that this is coming really, really, really from top, and it's not an American practice. But again, like any other journalist, we're waiting to see the outcome of the investigation.
Though it has now completed more than 4 months of programming, Al-Hura still has plenty of skeptics, including Jihad Fakhreddin, who's an Arab media researcher in Dubai.
Most Arabs think that CNN and all other U.S. media is pro-Israel or pro-U.S. So now you are adding, you know, making it worse by having a government-owned media addressing the Arabs. I mean, I personally believe that the U.S. would be by far better off using the privately-owned media. It's where the competition is taking place. The competition for ideas is taking place on the main Arab media channels.
So you're arguing there need to be American officials who spend more time going on Al Jazeera, going on Al Arabiya, going where the biggest audience has been, and taking the chance of talking to them in that forum.
Precisely, precisely, because this is where the action is in most cases.
Even Al-Hura's officials acknowledge they're at a disadvantage. They want to change Arabs' understanding of America. They believe that television has the power to help. But to many Arab viewers right now, anything American is toxic.
That report by Morning Edition's Steve Inskeep. A related interview Steve did last week with Al Jazeera reporter Hassan Ibrahim is at npr.org.